We can begin the process of understanding economics by first being clear as to what economics means. To know what economics is, we must first know what an economy is. Perhaps most of us think of an economy as a system for the production and distribution of the goods and services we use in everyday life. That is true as far as it goes, but it does not go far enough. The Garden of Eden was a system for the production and distribution of goods and services, but it was not an economy because everything was available in unlimited abundance. Without scarcity, there is no need to economize, and therefore no economics. A distinguished British economist named Lionel Robbins gave a classic definition of economics. Economics is the study of the use of scarce resources which have alternative uses. Scarcity. What does scarce mean? It means that what everybody wants adds up to more than there is. This may seem like a simple thing, but its implications are often grossly misunderstood, even by highly educated people. For example, a feature article in the New York Times laid out the economic woes and worries of middle-class Americans, one of the most affluent groups of human beings ever to inhabit this planet. Although this story included a picture of a middle-class American family in their own swimming pool, the main headline read, "The American Middle, Just Getting By." Other headings in the article included, "Wishes Deferred and Plans Unmet," "Goals That Remain Just Out of Sight," "Dogged Saving," and "Some Luxuries." In short, middle-class Americans' desires exceed what they can comfortably afford. Even though what they already have would be considered unbelievable prosperity by people in many other countries around the world, or even by earlier generations of Americans, yet both they and the reporter regarded them as just getting by, and a Harvard sociologist was quoted as saying, "How budget-constrained these people really are." But it is not something as man-made as a budget which constrains them. Reality constrains them. There has never been enough to satisfy everyone completely. That is the real constraint. That is what scarcity means. The New York Times reported that one of these middle-class families got in over their heads in credit card spending, but then got their finances in order. "But if we make a wrong move," Geraldine Fraser said, "the pressure we had from the bills will come back, and that is painful." To all these people, from academia and journalism, as well as the middle-class people themselves, it apparently seemed strange somehow that there should be such a thing as scarcity, and that this should imply a need for both productive efforts on their part and personal responsibility in spending the resulting income. Yet nothing has been more pervasive in the history of the human race than scarcity, and all the requirements for economizing that go with scarcity. Regardless of our policies, practices, or institutions, whether they are wise or unwise, noble or ignoble, there is simply not enough to go around to satisfy all our desires to the fullest. Unmet needs are inherent in these circumstances, whether we have a capitalist, socialist, feudal, or other kind of economy. These various kinds of economies are just different institutional ways of making trade-offs that are inescapable in any economy.